And I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hey, Jesus came to the Jew, but all the Jews don't believe. If Jesus calls, no matter who you are, Jew or Gentile, you put him first and serve him, he'll save you. If you do not, you're going to be cast into outer darkness. I don't care whether you're a Jew, I don't care whether you're a Gentile, I don't care who you are. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you die, you will bust hell wide open. You will be there forever. Ain't no getting out of this place. It's an awful place. Off of TBN the other day, there was on Praise the Lord, it's a 4-hour program. They had the 30-minute segments, four of them. They had two men that had died and gone to heaven, and 2 men that had died and gone to hell. And they had them all four on the same night on a 2-hour period. We recorded it, and I put it back there. If you haven't seen that, man, the guys that went to heaven, it was awesome. I mean, you know, they didn't want to come back, you know, but God sent them back. But the ones that went to hell, man, they couldn't even talk about it. You know, I mean, it's agony. Heaven and hell testimonies, yeah. Heaven and hell testimonies. You do not want to go to that place of hell, that's for sure. Verse 13 and 14. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way as you have believed. Now, this is a very important little piece in the scripture. As you have believed, so be it done unto you. Listen to that. Meditate on that. As you have believed. Do you believe you're going to get your healing today?
Yes.
You believe it's done?
Yes.
If it does, what are you going to get? You come to get yours, you're going to get yours, right, girl? Amen. See, now, did Jesus say, as you have believed, so be it done unto you? So if we don't believe, oh, well, I'm not sure. Oh, I'm not sure. Oh, God. Oh, Lord Thurman, pray for me. Please pray for me twice before you go today. Three times. Pray for me. Oh, let me go back and get Eldon to pray for me back there. Then I'll get you to pray for me. Then I'll get Sharon to pray for me. Then I'll get Pat to pray for me. And then maybe if it's God's will. No, you might as well throw it all out the window. You just go up here and grab this girl right here, Pat. Say, Pat, would you pray for me? This girl can pray the prayer of faith. She gets answers all the time. Sharon back there, I mean, Sharon can pray the prayer of faith for you. Eldon back there, he can pray the prayer of faith for you. We see answered. In fact, Eldon was praying for a guy in a wheelchair back there on the back with an oxygen and everything on it here at the healing school not long ago. And all of a sudden, the guys jump up screaming and running all over the place. The next day, they both come back to church. That was on Saturday. The next day, they come back, and his buddy with him said, you know, I can't believe this. He said, this is just awesome. He said, this guy, he hasn't been able to say more than 2 or 3 words at a time for the last year. And he said, since Eldon prayed for him yesterday, and he got off the oxygen and come out of the wheelchair, he said, all night, last night, and all day, this guy ain't shut up all day. He's talking all the time. And then, of course, Rosemary, she has faith. I'll tell you about Rosemary. There's a woman called here not long ago and says, I need prayer. Rosemary said, what for? She said, my grandson, they just took him to the hospital. He stabbed himself in the eye with a pocket knife. And the doctors, they've just checked him. They carried him on to emergency. And both doctors said his eye is ruined and there's nothing can be done. So tomorrow they're going to take the eye out and put a glass implant. And I want you to pray that the surgery will go well. Now see, that's where our faith is. Rosemary said, I don't pray a prayer of faith like that. My God's bigger than that. Is that a woman that knows her Jesus? She said, I'm going to ask the Father in the name of Jesus that he fix that little eye. And when they take him in to do surgery tomorrow, when they take the bandage off, there will not even be a scratch on the lens on that eye. And she said, thank you, Lord. She said, now I guarantee it's done in the name of Jesus. Did you hear any faith in any of that she did?
Guaranteed.
That's Rosemary prayed this prayer. Well, the next day, I think it was actually there was a weekend involved in it. I think it was Monday when the lady called back. She said, "Rosemary, I got to call you and tell you." Said the next day when they took the bandage off my little grandson's eye, the first thing he said was, "Mama, I can see. I can see out of that eye. I can see perfect." And the doctor checked it and said, this was his words, "I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I ain't never seen nothing like this. There's not even a scratch on the lens." Now, what did Rosemary say? She wanted what? Not even a scratch on the lens. Does faith move the hand of our King, folks?
Yes,
it moves the hand of our King. Now then, I'm going to take you to the last verse I'm going to take you to. There's a lot of good stuff in Matthew 8, but I promise to show you how I learned how to walk in faith. I want to go to Romans 10, 8 and 9. I want you to see this. Romans 10, 8 and 9. I want you to know how I learned how to walk in divine health and how it's worked perfect for 25 plus years. Romans 10, 8 and 9. "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Now, how did you get saved? Just like that, right? If you didn't get saved like that, you didn't get saved, did you?
No, you didn't.
There ain't no two ways to get saved. You believe that Jesus died on the cross for you. You believe in your heart and you confess that with your mouth. And so when you went down that aisle and accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, what was the first thing you should have done after you turned around? You should have turned around to somebody and say, "Guess what just happened to me? I got saved. I'm a brand new Christian." And we should be saying that regularly, right, young lady? If we believe that Jesus has saved us, then you need to be telling somebody. Don't be dumb like I was. I got saved and for years didn't tell nobody nothing. I didn't know, but I didn't know the word. But when I began to confess it, one night, after I, for years and years and years, and I've been reading and studying God's word, and one night I had a new computer now. One of the first old, I think maybe this was up to one of them real high-speed jobs. I started out with the first a 4 megahertz machine. 4 megahertz. I'm not a typer and I can out-type it. You know, you gotta let it catch up. But then I'd gone to one of them super high-speed ones about a 10 megahertz. Some of y'all can't even remember that far back. A 10 megahertz. Somebody said, "You mean a 10? No, it couldn't be a megahertz. 10? Yeah. No. It can't be. Yeah, they used to run slow. Sometimes I wonder with these fast ones, we get junk we got on them. They seem like they run slower than the old ones did. But anyway, I had a software on the computer, and I've got everything synchronized now where that I can have the King James on the screen. I can have the NLT on the screen. I can have the Hebrew on the screen. I can have the Greek on the screen. I can have Hebrew and Greek dictionary on the screen. I can have anything I want all at the same time. Now, this is awesome. So I was set up for a divine appointment. Little did I know. I was reading down through this, and when I come to that word, saved, I highlighted it. Divine appointment from God. No other explanation. And when I did, it pulled into Greek New Testament that word right there. See that word right there? It says sozo. It's not very big. Right under the Living Savior Ministry, right under the bottom of the cross, says S-O-Z-O. That's what that word right there, saved, comes from. The word saved, you shall be saved, that word in the original writing was sozo. Well, I had never heard the word sozo before. So I highlighted the word sozo and said, "Lord, tell me how many times the word sozo is used in the Greek New Testament." And it says it's used in 120 verses and 120 times in 103 different verses. He put it in there 120 times. And I said, well, according to the dictionary, what does it mean? And it says saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. So now then I went back to Matthew, to the very first place the word sozo was used, and I looked and I read it in both the Hebrew, I mean the Greek, and the English. And one time it would be talking about someone got saved. One time it'd be talking about somebody got delivered. Next time somebody was preserved, somebody was made whole. All kinds of different meanings. Now it took me hours to read all 120 places. When I got through, I said, now, Lord, right now I am more confused than I've ever been in my life. Because if that word means what I think it means, then I could read this like this. But what saith it? The word is nigh me. It is in my mouth and in my heart. The word of faith which we preach, that if I shall confess with my mouth Jesus is Lord, and I shall believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I will be healed. Is that what it says? If that word saved is the word sozo, and it means all five of them, then I could say, I am delivered. I am preserved. I am made whole. I am saved. I am healed. All of that, you can put that in that verse, those two verses. If you say, I'm saved, if you really believe you're saved, then you're saved. I mean, if you believe you're saved and you say, I'm saved and I know I'm saved, then you're really saved. Yes. But the word sozo there, but if you say, I'm healed, I'm really healed. I'm made whole. I'm not going to go just to healed. I want to be made whole. I want to be a young man. I want to be able to do what I did yesterday with Dave and me out there and Charles pouring those fence posts. I want to be able to take... You know, it's not a bad deal when you can be my age and you be at 102 or 3 or 4 degree temperature and you can handle 50, 80 pound bags of cement, pour them into a mixer, and then pour them into a bucket and then carry them and put them in the back of the pickup and then carry them up and put them in a fence post hole. From 10 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the afternoon when everybody else that's young sitting in under the air conditioner. Now either a man is either knows who his God is or he knows who he's, what his God has done for him.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Leave a Jesus Trail, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106, or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.